It's Friday when we're joined by the Journal Record's managing editor, Adam Brooks, for our weekly business intelligence report. Adam, on Tuesday, the City Council of Oklahoma City met for what reporter Brian Bruce called a rare joint workshop meeting with the Oklahoma City Planning Commission. They were looking over Plan OKC. It's sort of a guidance for growth over our 621 square mile community. It's one of the largest in the country based on geographic boundaries. You and I have talked a lot about sustainability, urban planning, and Oklahoma City's resurgence over the past couple of weeks. Tell me about this project and maybe explain why these two groups are working together on this and what happens next.
Well, what happens next is that there's a public comment period, and after that, it's up to the City Council to adopt Plan OKC. It's really not anything regulatory or binding, but it's meant to guide what the city and the planning department will approve, including zoning changes, including incentives, over the next 20 years. You know, there's a lot of growth to manage. The population of Oklahoma City was about 465,000 in the year 2000. By 2030, they expect it to be 743,000. That's a lot to look at. So the document, as I said, it's not really regulatory. It's about visions and goals. It looks at everything from managing traffic to, since Mick Cornett is involved, helping to keep the citizens healthy.
You mentioned Mick Cornett. During the city council meeting on Tuesday, Mayor Cornett said one of the things that drives him crazy is the building density on the city's perimeter. He said he can't see how Oklahoma City can justify building large apartment complexes far away from the city's core because he said it creates more work for public safety and infrastructure workers. He said there's a demand, but he's worried about it being too developer-friendly. And I love this line. He said, quote, "I would prefer our answer not be no, but it needs to be a yes if." And two city council members, Pete White and Pat Ryan, said that sprawl Mayor Cornett describes is a symptom that's driven by another factor that deserves more attention. What are they talking about?
They're talking about schools. Their contention is, you know, people move further away from the core of Oklahoma City because there's a perception that we don't have good schools, that there's a lot of poverty in the schools. And as people get older and have families, they want to have their kids educated in a proper manner. Part of what Plan OKC foresees is a rise in the percentage of people in the 20 to 34-year-old age range over the next few years. That's good news, brings in a young creative class, but it also means you have to do something when those people get a few years older, they're buying homes, they're starting families, maybe they want a little land, and as we've talked about before, right now, there's kind of a shortage of housing that they can own in the central part of the city, and the schools just aren't there, so they move out to the suburbs. One of the big functions of Plan OKC is that it would look at increasing the density of housing and retail and commercial throughout the city. They say without the plan, there'd be about 58% of the land that would be low-density use. They want to move that down to 42%. That means services are a little easier, more efficient. It also means that you have more land held in reserve that you can use later, that you can leave wild, that sort of thing. One possible issue with the plan is that it just covers Oklahoma City. The surrounding cities like Mustang, Norman, Moore, Edmond, they're invited to participate in the process, but they don't have a formal role in it. So, you know, there could be some conflict if, you know, these big apartments, that sort of thing, are built in the suburbs rather than Oklahoma City itself.
Adam Brooks, managing editor of the Journal Record newspaper, joins us most Fridays to talk about the week's business and industry news in Oklahoma. Adam, thanks as always.
My pleasure.